We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Introduce myself. My name is
Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right, welcome to the second hour of the show. If you're just tuning in, just joining us, I gave you a breakdown on seven things I think is going to happen in the next 5 years in America. And I think one thing that's going to happen for sure is that we're going to have a moment where everybody in America is going to come together. I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be something like a terrorist attack, an assassination, or something. But I think that's going to happen. I think that the church is going to no longer be qualified as a non-for-profit. And I think it's because the government wants to make money off of it, like they want to make money off of everything else. And I think that they want to have a situation where they can take away some of the power of the church. And so I think that's going to occur. I think that you're going to have a city that's going to have a moment of martial law in this country. And I think that this is going to be not what everybody thinks. It's not going to be black on white or Latino on white. I think it's going to be white on white. I think it's going to be the two extremes bumping heads, the left and the right. I also think there's going to be a major recession in this country. I think that marijuana is going to boom like the tech industry. I think it's going to be the next Silicon Valley. I think we're going to have a war in the next 5 years. And so these are all things that we need to be thinking about as we look at stocks and other things to invest in down the line. And so I'll give you more stocks later this week to look at outside of the five that you already should be on. I hope you went to TD Ameritrade and opened up an account and start learning and playing with the system so you can learn how to do it too as well. It's some other things I do want to deal with today though too as well. Okay. I kind of want to deal with one other major thing besides these seven things that's going to happen in America. I want to kind of touch back on some things that was talked about yesterday in the show. And I want to touch on it from this aspect. Yesterday, I told people that we need to do something different. It was time for a change. That we need to put together an agenda, a 5-point agenda. I gave you what I thought the 5 points could be. Now, you can think differently, of course. You may not agree with what I'm saying, but I think we need to put this agenda out and we need to tell people either do our agenda or we're not voting for you. Point blank, period. Because I think that it's truly a time for a change. And I think it's truly a point in time where we've been so devalued and so marginalized as a people and as a nation, especially the poor, the underprivileged, the underserved. that we need to change some things in this country. We need to make it where nonviolent felons, after they do their stuff, they can go get back into the workforce. Their record is erased. The states could charge money to do it. That way they're making money, and it lets people get back into the workforce. We need to make it where EMTs, teachers, firefighters, policemen get a 3% raise every year. How do we get this money? All these corporations that's in this country that's making over $1 million, they contribute to that fund. Whether we hit them with a 5% or a 12% tariff like we're doing with China and everybody else, let's do that so that we can give our best people the chance to have money coming in to make the best want to do these jobs. If you got the best kind of people working in education, in policing and other things, it changes the culture. It changes the environment. See, you got to understand something. Most things is based on the environment of the culture, right? When we were in school, teaching was a noble profession. And the teachers really took pride in teaching you how to learn, how to think, how to be critical in your thought process. Now the culture is you just need to pass this test. We don't care if you're critical in your thought process. Do you understand what you need to pass this damn test? We're going to give you a bunch of practice tests, tell you how to answer A, B, C, or D, and then at that, we're leaving it alone. We need to get the best of the best in these positions over our kids. We need the best of the best policing us, not folks who just want to carry a gun and have a badge because they've been punks their whole life and now they want to be tough because they got a gun and a badge. We need intellectual people wanting to be part of the justice system so that people would look at stuff not just from a position of authority, but a position of logic. We need these things. We need the Voting Rights Act solidified and codified forever. People should not have to worry about the Voters' Rights Act having to be re-voted on every time it's coming up. Shouldn't be that way. And as I told you guys yesterday, look, go back. See, this is about understanding the historical perspective to this. When Obama got into office, he had the House and the Senate. So you had a supermajority for Democrats for the House, the Senate, and the White House. They could have codified and solidified the Voters' Rights Act during that time. They did not do it. They chose not to do it. And the reason they chose not to do it is because they figured it'll get voted and get passed, and black folks gonna vote for them anyway. So why do we need to, we don't need to solidify this. We don't. And we should have. We should have. And so we have to do, we have to solidify this. Okay? We have to solidify. See, we gotta put the agenda together. And we gotta tell them either you're gonna do this or we're not voting for you. We're gonna get our own person and get behind them and vote for them. And they're gonna go up to DC and do what we're asking. Because if they don't, we're gonna vote them out. We have to take control of this. We need to be in the fourth point of this agenda. Every police department, mandatory. Your first three shots are rubber bullets. Statistically speaking, the police get into shootouts where they got to empty their gun, where it's an actual shootout, where somebody's shooting at them 10 or 11 times and they shooting at them 10 or 11 times is less than 1% in this country. So 99% of the time, when they have to use their gun, they are shooting somebody who has a gun that's firing one bullet back at a time, or somebody who's unarmed, or somebody who has a gun on their person that didn't get to the gun. So if those first three bullets are rubber bullets, that would be enough to take them down, and you wouldn't be killing these people. You wouldn't be killing these people. So that should be the fourth point on the agenda, right? So we got rubber bullets. We got higher pay, 3% raise for these people that are working. Man, what was the other two? I forgot that quick. Voter Rights Act, right? Y'all writing this down. I forget the first one. I forget the first one. I'm trying to remember all this stuff. Forget the first one, y'all. Lord, what did I say the first point should be? Forget what the first point was, y'all. Y'all got to forgive me. I'm getting old. So let me go through this in my head so I can remember this. We got the bullets. We got the Voting Rights Act. We got the higher pay for the teachers. Right. Oh, the felons. We got to have the felons be able to, the nonviolent felons need to be able to erase their record so they can get quality jobs to pay taxes. And then we ain't got to worry about them robbing, you know, crime will go down because they can get jobs, they can do stuff, right? And then lastly, the church. The church, we need to do something about the church. The church needs to be able to pay taxes. That tax money can be used for education and other things around the country to help. We write this agenda down, we submit it, we tell people, hey, this is what we want. This is what we want. And see, the good thing about it is if we just get one or two of them, it's a win. Because if we get one or two of them, then we come back the next election cycle with the three we didn't get and add two more to that. You're listening to the WB.
You like business content. I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I could give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a, this guy is, I believe, a racist.
He is post-racial, by all appearances. You know, I forgot he was black tonight for an hour. We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we're still on a plantation.
Roy Valentine, the number one street fighter in America.
All right. So I gave you the platform of what we need to do, in my opinion, to creatively change what's going on in this country. Now, look, let me be even more clear about what I'm trying to get y'all to understand. Right now, we don't have any power. Any. And like I said yesterday, I don't mean this in no disrespect to any of the civil rights leaders or anybody who's done anything in the past, but it's a new day, man. And we've been marching and we've been praying and we've been organizing since 1950 something. And the same issues that they had then, we have today. We have high unemployment. We have high incarceration. We have bad education. Our neighborhoods. We're really, if you're poor in this country, you really. Let me give y'all the thought process that a lot of people don't think about. If you poor in America, you really live in separate but equal. Because your neighborhoods don't look like their neighborhoods. The food in your community don't look like the food in their community. Do you know right now they got a bill right now? I don't even know if people know this. They got a bill right now on the floor of Congress that will make it where if you are receiving food stamps in this country, you can no longer shop at a farmer's market. If this passes, you can't even go get fresh fruits and vegetables from a farmer's market. And because we have no power, because everybody's their own individual, we're in the position that we're in. A lot of times when I give speeches, I always close the speech and tell people to have geese sense. And people always say, well, what's geese sense for? I'm like, you ever seen a flock of geese flying? It's one goose out in front. That goose takes as much as it can take. When it can't take no more, what does that goose do? That goose falls to the back and another goose comes to the front. Right? When you see these geese flying, why do you think they fly in a flock? Because as an individual goose, they can only fly 8 to 12 miles an hour. As a group of geese, they can fly up to 40 miles to 45 miles an hour, thus covering more land and more mileage by flying together as a flock. Then when you see these geese flying, it's one goose in the back that's watching all the other geese. He looks like they drunk. He looks like he's a drunk goose back there, right? Because he's going side to side with everybody in the perfect position. He's watching the other geese. And when one of the other geese gets tired, you know what he does? He swoops in underneath that particular goose to keep the formation tight and allow that goose to slow down its flapping to rest till it can build its strength back up. Then it falls back to the back and keep watching the rest of the geese. Now, just imagine if we had geese sense in America. If we took turns in leadership. If we understood we would get more accomplished by coming together as a group, as a unit, than as an individual goose. And if every time one of us fell down, it was another person there to pick us up. Imagine what we could be if we just had geese sense. If we just had geese sense. We ain't even got geese sense. How are we going to have common sense? I'm just saying, man. Look, I'm just saying. We'd have no power in this nation because we have not put an agenda together and we have not united. What we've done is we've come together for a moment every time something happens to one of us. I used to ask y'all all the time, is this a moment or a movement? Are we having a moment or are we having a movement? Because us coming together and marching is a moment if you don't have nothing else behind it. When they marched in Chicago, people got mad at me because I was like, I'm not marching no damn more. And what's next after this? You hating on them? No, I'm not. I'm not hating on them. What's next after the march? They marching because they're going to stop the violence in Chicago. And what I told people, this march ain't going to stop nobody from dying. It's going to be at least 50 people shot in the next 3 days. Guess what? I was wrong. It was 41 people, not 50. What's next? Besides the march and you getting on TV and you getting the attention, what's next? What's next? I'm not hating on you because you're marching. My question is just, we've been marching for everything for so long. What's next? We march and nothing happens. We march and nothing happens. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Then it's, oh, well, we're going to pray about it. We've been praying forever. What's next? We're going to march. We're going to pray. It ain't changing what's going on, man. We need power. We don't need to just march and pray. We need power. We need to control. We need to be calling shots. We're not doing that because we ain't got geese sense. Everybody want to be the chief. Nobody want to be the Indian. And because we don't have geese sense and because we're not instituting our collectivism together to take control and get the power, we think all this is okay. You got folks trip, man. What are you talking about, man? I live where I want to live. I eat what I want to eat. My kids go to good schools. Okay. What about all the other kids? What about all the other people? But we've gotten to this mindset that if it ain't about me, we don't care. Man, we don't care. We don't care. That's the difference. Let me tell you the difference between the civil rights generation and us. Everybody since. The generation of the civil rights, those people, that age group, Muhammad Ali said it best, me, we. Not me, we. That was the attitude of that whole generation. If one person had a problem, they all had a problem. We are not like that. If somebody about to lose their house, oh man, I got bills to pay. I'm praying for you. If somebody's kid needs money for something, well, my kid needs money too, so I'm praying for you. It was not like that for that generation. That generation, if they had $50 and you needed 25 of it, they gave you the 25 even though they needed the whole 50 themselves. But they understood, if I give this to you and help you, eventually I'm going to be needing some help too and somebody going to help me. They understood that. We don't. You're listening to the WB.
But yeah. There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
Welcome back to the show. Tony in here in the break playing all this whining music. Keith Sweat, that's the world's biggest whine. I like him personally. Know him personally. Like to hang out with him in Miami when I'm there, but nah, man, that's whining too much. I don't even like that song, that girl, I love you. He begging too much, too. I ain't with no music that I'm not trying to hear that. Begging stuff. What I'm begging for? You grown. What you begging for? That's my whole point that I've been talking about. We got to stop marching and praying and begging, and we got to start taking control of the situation. We need some power up in here. We need some power. We don't need no Keith Sweat love. We need some power up in here. We need to control what's going on, y'all. That's the key. We need to control what is happening politically, not just on a national level, but on a local level. Because if we can control what's going on, then we're setting the table. We're the ones who... We're literally bringing the menu to the table. We're the one telling the guests, this is what you got to choose from. If you don't like what you got to choose from, you can leave our table. Right now, they're telling us what we can eat after they eat. We're not even sitting at the table. They eating, and then if they don't finish everything, then y'all can come finish it up. Oh, a crumb fell on the floor, you can get that. This is where we're at right now. If you are poor in this country, this is where we're at. And see, really, everybody talks about capitalism in this country. And the real thing of it is we're not even a capitalistic country anymore in the sense of a middle class. We have a working poor. That's what we got. Because 9 out of 10 people in the middle class right now, if they lost their jobs, would be broke. So we have to do something different. We have to set the agenda. And with the 7 things that I gave you that I think is coming down the line, don't you want to be in control or at least be at the table as this stuff is going down? Don't you want to at least be at the table and have some say-so if this stuff is happening and going down? I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I'm tired, man. I'm tired. I'm tired of us marching. I'm tired of us dying. I'm tired of us fighting. I'm tired of racism. I'm tired of separationism. I'm tired of all of this. I am sick and tired. Look, every day I wake up and see stuff that's happening in this country that I grew up in, that I look at and say, man, how is this happening in our country? How is this normal? Everything that was unusual when I was a kid is now the norm. And it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be normal to hear gunshots in your community. It shouldn't be normal for the police to be killing people. It shouldn't be normal for folks to be broke and hungry and don't have health care. That should not be a part of normalcy in America. I don't know about everybody else, but I'm tired of seeing this. I'm tired of seeing little kids hungry in our country. I'm tired of seeing veterans that are homeless in our country. I'm tired of looking at this. We're supposed to be the greatest country on earth. Look at the Capitol. Look at D.C. If you've ever I've lived all over this country. If you live in the DMV, go downtown D.C., go to where the monuments and stuff are at after 9 o'clock at night and see all the homeless people who are sleeping on the steps, in the corridors, behind the monuments themselves because they have nowhere to go. And if you talk to them, 7 out of 10 of them are people who fought for this country. And they tell me, we love our veterans. Yeah, y'all love them. Y'all love them. Yeah, you're right. You love them. We have to understand, if we do not have geese sense, none of this is going to change, y'all. I don't care how much you march. I don't care how much you protest. That's a moment. That ain't a movement. It's a moment. You think about this. For all my black listeners, Black Lives Matter. Remember the big thing with Black Lives Matter, the marching and shutting down and everything else? Where are they at now? Where's the shutdowns at? Where's the business opportunities off of it? Where's the business creation off of it? Us coming together and marching is a moment. It's not a movement. And when you just have a moment, you don't have a change. You don't change anything. You have a moment. It's not changing it. What about what happened? Occupy Wall Street. Remember that? All the folks down there marching. We're going to occupy Wall Street. Wall Street back to doing business as usual, man. Nothing changed. They had a moment. They had a moment, but they didn't have a movement. Somebody said, Warren, you're making my stomach hurt. You might have to do a number two. You got bubble guts? You probably just had to use the bathroom. That's all. Look, I'm just trying to tell it like a T-I-E is. Because I'm tired. I'm tired. And see, especially for the black community, let me tell you why I'm tired. It is so much money in the black community that we could change the community ourselves, but folks don't want to do it. I mean, if you think about the black money, the black wealth that's in Atlanta alone, in L.A., in Chicago, it is a lot of money in New York City. It is a lot of money in the black community. But they're not even trying to change it. But again, maybe I'm just stupid to be thinking the way I think. But I think like that, right? Because that's the kind of house I was raised in. I was raised in a house where if one person had a problem, everybody had a problem. If one person needed money, everybody needed money. I wasn't just raised in a house like that. The block I grew up on in Chicago was like that. Somebody short on their rent, it's a rent party happening. Somebody going to open up their basement. We're going to put some music on. We're going to charge a dollar to get in the dough, dollar for drinks. We're going to raise some money, help them on their rent. If one person had a problem, everybody had a problem. Maybe I'm stupid to think that the world should be like that. Maybe I should be looking at it from a different lens. Maybe I need to look at it with selfishness and say it's about what's going on with me and mine, not what's going on with me and we. I mean, it's really mind-boggling to think about. And in the black community, even if all these athletes, right, even if they just built trade schools to let our people and let poor people learn how to be cosmetologists and barbers and electricians and plumbers, it would change the trajectory of poverty in this country forever. Even if the government, maybe we need to make that one of the agenda lists, now that I'm talking about it. We ask that the government build trade schools and make them free for everybody. So you can go in there and learn to have a job and create a job, be an entrepreneur, but you have a skill. Because if you got a skill, you always can get paid. You always can work. Even if you got a record, you can be a handyman because you got a skill. Maybe that should be number one probably on the list. We need to create opportunity for people in this country. That's how we change this country, y'all. Listening to WB.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4700.
1-800-765-7765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show, heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now. Right now. Right now.
All right, let me thank everybody who turned on the show, listened to the show, watched the show. Look, they be making fun of me because I'm in, now Tony plays some real love music in the break. He plays some Ghetto Boy. Look, I'm telling you fellas, if you ain't never tried it to the rap music, your girl gonna be like, whew, I didn't know you had that in you. Where'd that come from? Oh my God. You're gonna come home, she's gonna have a do-rag for you, a blue and a red scar. Wrap your head up like this when we're having sex next time we play that music. She's gonna have you with a do-rag on the next time. I didn't know that was in you, baby. Watch. She gonna have you. You gonna come home, she gonna have all kind of outfits for you. Here, put this do-rag on. Wait. I brought you a nice set of wife beaters. Put this wife beater on, put this do-rag on. I didn't know that was in you. Who knew? You so calm and conservative normally. Oh my goodness, this role playing is really great. I'm telling you, I'm telling y'all, if you ain't never done it before, I'm telling you right now. But look, let me give you a tip. Get the live version of whatever you're doing. Whenever you play your music, doing lovemaking, you get the live version. Let me tell you why. Because it makes it better, because it sounds like somebody's clapping for you. Like after the song is over, you hear everybody doing like this, yeah. So you think you on stage getting clapped for it. Man, look, best feeling in the world. You become a superstar in the moment. Trust me. Trust me, trust me, trust me. Y'all laughed up. What is so wrong with you? Yeah. I'm trying to get y'all right. I'm telling you. I'm trying to get you right on all levels. I'm trying to get you right in the community. I'm trying to get you right economically, but I'm also trying to get you right at home. Trying to get you right. That's all I'm trying to do. Get you right. You play the right music, you get, like I said, you come home, she gonna have stuff waiting for you. Baby, I bought you a do-rag today. You playing Pac tonight, right? Put the do-rag on. She gonna buy you a death row death row chain. She gonna have a chain. Look, I know it ain't real, but just could you wear that for me? Have you a No Limit tank on, a death row tank on, a rough ride? She gonna buy you a Rough Rider jacket. Hey, will you wear this for me just in the bedroom? They gonna have Wu-Tang stuff. Look, I'm telling y'all. Y'all think I'm playing, but I'm dead serious. All right, so for when we get out of here, before we get out of here today, all right, I told you the seven things that I think is going to happen. And because of those things, we need to look at investing in some of this stuff, whether it's the military stuff like Boeing or the marijuana stocks like GRNH. We need to start investing in this stuff so that when this goes down, you're in a position where you're making money off of it, because it's going to go down. All right. We need to put an agenda together and demand that these people do what we're asking them to do. If not, then we're going to turn around and we're not going to vote for you. And we're going to put somebody in there who will do what we're telling them to do, because they understand if they don't, we'll vote them out. So we have to understand that it's vitally important that we start creating the agenda. Let's stop making moments, y'all. Let's stop making moments. Marching and coming together is great for that moment in time. But what's next? What's next? What do we do next? We got to create the agenda. We got to be the ones who are setting the menu. We got to be the ones who are telling people, this is your opportunity to eat this. If you don't want this, you can go to another table. We have to do this. Have to do it. Look, if you follow me on any social media, I put up the video from yesterday for you guys to spread it. I need you to send it to 100 people or 500 people of your Facebook friends, Instagram friends, Twitter friends. And when you send it, tell them, please share with at least 100 people or more. Let's make that go viral like all these other videos. In fact, let's if y'all on Twitter, go on Twitter and put the hashtag time for a change. Let's see if we can get that to be trending. Because we have to start thinking about this in a different way, in a different light. And see, the good thing about it is we can create a movement without having a moment, meaning that we ain't got to go march nowhere. We can do it virally. And the reason I know this works, just think about all these people who didn't call cops on people and that video goes viral. What happens to those people? What happens to them? We have to start looking at this in a different way. We have to look at this from a way of, we're going to change this. We're going to create the agenda. The agenda is simple. We need free trade schools in every state where people can go, at least in one city, and learn how to do plumbing, electricity, cosmetology, barbers, truck driving for free. Two, we need rubber bullets by these police, at least three in the chamber of their guns. Four, we need nonviolent felons to be able to erase their record so that they can get back into the workforce. The states can charge money however they want to do it. That way the state can make money off of it. Five, we need the teachers, the EMT workers, the cops, the firefighters to get a 3% raise every year in their pay. How do we do this? We put a tariff on all these corporations making $1 million or more in America so that this money could be available so we can get the best of the best in these areas. If you get logical people policing us, then you have better people who know how to communicate instead of just pulling out a gun because they're afraid of shooting somebody. Okay? You get better teachers in the classroom that will teach the next generation to think logically and critical, not just getting the paycheck and passing the test. Okay? The Voter Rights Act, we need to solidify that and codify it for good. Those are the agenda points that we need. It's time for a change. Look, if you don't do nothing else, tell somebody love them and appreciate them. You may not get the chance tomorrow. That's why I tell you every day, I love you with the love of Jesus, not trying to push religion on you. I don't even claim religion. I claim spirituality. But it's the greatest love I know, so I tell you I love you with that love. Look, please spread the video. Please tell your friends and family members about it. Share it with everybody. Share it with 500 people and ask them to share it with at least 100 of their friends and family. Let's make the video go viral. If you are really about this life, if y'all really want to change something, if you really are tired, take the time, find the video on my social media feeds, on Shut Them Down, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. Retweet, repost, and send it out yourself if you really are somebody who wants change. God bless you. Talk to you guys tomorrow. You've been listening to the WB.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.